Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/LalisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning. Well, I am excited about this topic today, talking about going global and social networking. Well, if you just tuned into the show, if it's your first time tuning into the show, we certainly welcome you here. If it's your very first time, we welcome you. Dear, hi, Paul. Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the show. Okay, that's a topic you're looking for. Great. Well, going global and social networking is certainly big these days. And just to let you know, guess what? The fact that you're here on Blog Talk Radio, you are part of the movement already. We are an international company. Blog Talk Radio can be heard anywhere in the world. Also, at the same time, other sites like Facebook and MySpace and other sites as well, you're absolutely networking socially around the world, and you're going global at the same time. Well, we also want to talk about how can we do business around the world with other people? And that's why we wanted to do the show today. So for small businesses, for business owners, you know, you've got to get on the global bandwagon, so to speak. Companies are, of course, the multinational companies. They're doing business all over the world. But small businesses also make up a very, very large part of at least the U.S. economy. There's a lot of small businesses, and small businesses, too, can go global. There's a few things you have to do, but you can also take your business global. And we were talking about this last night in our business class, and I was sharing with the students that, you know, you want to be a leader. You want to be out front with this. Maybe your company hasn't gone international yet. Maybe they're not doing business around the world. You know, we know terms like importing and exporting. Well, the importing and exporting trade agreements have adjusted and been changed from even 30, 40, or 50 years ago. And so a lot of trade restrictions have, you know, lessened, and so make it much easier for people to do business. the social networking is really, really going to help people, people who want to target markets in parts of Asia and in parts of Europe. Now, some of these markets, they're already very used. In the U.S., you know, they're very much into a lot of the social networking. I mean, I purchase products all the time from overseas on the Internet, because once you go on the Internet, you're already global. So welcome, welcome to the call today. We're talking this morning about going global in social networking. And pretty much what I really want to do today is to, you know, raise your consciousness and your awareness about this new market out there. You know, the marketplace is just so huge. You know, before, people really, you know, dealt a lot within their borders. But now you can deal outside of your borders. You have the Asian, the Asia Pacific. You have North America, Latin America, Middle and East Africa. Now, more than ever before, you can, you know, trade with other countries. Now, they say about 80% of the world's estimated 1.2 billion, can you believe it? There's 1.2 billion Internet users, and they are, 80% of them are outside of the USA. Now, that's according to the computer industry, their almanac. And half of the $40 billion that are, you know, of advertising online, the market is non-U.S. Non-U.S. I'm telling you, this is a time, a great time for you to grab some of the international dollars. A great time to do that. Now, let's look at some other, you know, some other statistics. In September 2006, 7% of Facebook's 10 million active users were outside of the U.S., okay? Back in 2006, 7%. Today, 60%. Of the 63 million active users are outside of the United States. Okay? MySpace, a lot of people say, I don't use MySpace anymore. I don't use MySpace anymore. Well, I don't know why not, because MySpace has opened operations in Russia, Turkey, Poland, and Portugal, among other places as well. It's opened offices in London. So let me tell you something. You better start looking at these sites. If they say that MySpace alone is one of the top 10 internet markets. So people, we need to learn how to maximize social networking. I mean, it's great to go on there and talk about, you know, to, you know, play the games they have. That's wonderful. It's great to go on there to catch up with friends from high school or college or, but at the same time, there's a huge, huge marketplace taking place on the internet. And if you only get caught up and play the games, you're going to miss it. Now, I was reading, I was studying a young lady, and her story is that she's from India, and this woman was young, maybe about 20, so 22 or 3. That's Shanka. That's her first name, is Shanka. And Shanka Kwasini, I think her last name is La Kwasini. But Shanka started a jewelry business. And this is what she did, and now her business is very, very huge. She started this business out of India. And here's what she did. She got to know, first of all, if you're going to do business in other countries, you have to know something about that country. So you're going to have to do some research and study the culture of that particular country for which you want to do business with people in that country. And don't think your business is too small or that you don't need to do it. You've got to get out there. You've got to test the waters and get on board. But what she did was she began to network with people in other countries. She got to know them. She got to know their culture. She began to know their customs, because you have to approach those individuals in that country with their style of communication. You have to understand, and but at the same time, you got to be yourself. For instance, in a lot of Arab countries, you know, women do not shake hands with men, period. But she did, okay? She broke that stereotype. But guess what it did for her? It set her apart. It made her stand out. She came out bold. And that's what you have to do. You have to do your homework, put in the time, learn what these other countries are about, learn their culture. I remember when we were hiring at Continental Airlines, when we first opened the Japanese flights, Continental began to fly direct from the East Coast. We began to fly Continental from the United States to Japan, and we had to recruit for the ticket counter. And I remember, you know, we would go to New York and everywhere we could looking for individuals that could speak Japanese. But before we could approach Japanese-speaking people, we had to learn a little bit about their culture. So we hired a woman that was from Japan, and she came in, and she taught us just some of the basics, you know, like how to bow and certain things, and when, you know, how, you know, we could approach the men, because the men, you can't really approach them as you could a woman. So we had to learn a lot of just little things, just the little things. You would be surprised how much these things really, really help. But there is such a surge right now in growth overseas, and more companies are looking to do business. And here's another net, social networking. So you know Facebook, because a lot of people are on Facebook, and we know how that's a powerful gateway into international business. Also, MySpace, with MySpace having markets in London, Russia, Turkey, Poland, Portugal. You can do business in other countries. And it is the 10th in South Korea, definitely South Korea. So we say, okay, we see a surge of growth in these overseas, in companies overseas. There are so many opportunities. LinkedIn, that's another one. LinkedIn, that is one of the most popular networking sites for professionals. If you're a professional and you do not have a LinkedIn account that's linked, L-I-N-K-E-D, LinkedIn, the one word, LinkedIn, go to LinkedIn's website. Get yourself a LinkedIn account. There are so many professional people who are already connected to that site. And they said that this month, that is one of the most popular sites. The first site that people in London use, and it is expected to double in its customer base in the UK to 2 million. I'm telling you, you can have direct contact internationally. You can go global by midnight. You can do business by midnight just by connecting with these sites, Facebook, MySpace, and LinkedIn. The importance of going global is that you want to expand your market. You want to expand your territory. You want to be ahead of the ball, not behind the eight ball. You want to be ahead. You want to already have your company positioned. If you're a small business company like my company, a small training company, that's what I do, workplace training. I'm already looking at companies too that I can work with in Africa and in Europe. Companies that I go online, I go to their websites, I look and I study, I see how they do it. And then at that point, you can begin a dialogue with these individuals. You can begin to email them. It is very easy. It's not that hard. And with companies out there like Skype and other companies where you can interactively network with them, you have WebEx. You have, Presenter. There's so many sites that will allow you to interact and interface with other countries. They have through companies like PayPal. PayPal can accept money regardless of where the person is making the deposit at. So they're going to convert for you. Everything is being done pretty much for you. It's a lot easier than it was for, let's say, our grandparents, okay? For our grandparents, it was harder. But for you, it's not going to be that hard to go global. You study the country. You see what product or service that, they need. They say find a need and fill it. See what product or service they need. And then you begin to network. Now, other things that you want to do as you're socially networking, the international markets are just, I'm telling you, they are ready. Brazil, oh my goodness, Brazil is another great place that you can begin to target and market your company. If you have any questions, please, you can type them into the chat room, and or you can always call. You can dial in to 347-945-7991, and you can ask any question that you might have. Now, I tell you, Mr. Walker was on here yesterday. He was our Wednesday guest. He's here every Wednesday. Great job that he did yesterday talking about being nice and being meek and nice and helping people, okay? Now, also, let's look at, now tomorrow, Friday, you'll get a chance to mention your business. Right here on the Coastal Lisa Show, you can call in and mention your business. You can mention your publishing company. You may have a manufacturing company. You may be in TV production. You may be you may have a restaurant. You may have a graphic art business. Any kind of business you want, you can certainly call in. But if you want to know, a lot of people are trying now to do business in China. They want to do business in Japan. Well, look at our good friend that we have right here on the Blog Talk Radio Show already in Japan. We have Coach K calls in from time to time. He's in Germany. You see, we're already doing business globally. I tell my students, years ago, you used to have to actually, have a major called international business if you wanted to get with a company that was doing business overseas and you needed to know all the ins and outs. But today, the average business course has got to talk about global marketing. You got to talk about imports and exports. You got to talk about tariffs and different things because every business now is basically global. It's just the way of the future right now. It's just the way we are. There was a time when you didn't have to worry about this. back before 1990, there was no need to worry. So you have companies out there that will help you do business overseas, regardless of what size your business is. You want to try to brand yourself, establish yourself in that market. The international economic environment is just so huge, and it's undergone so many major, major changes over the past 15, 20 years. Ever since the Cold War ended in 1990, when we had the Gulf War, a lot of changes have taken place, and it would be to your benefit. It would be to your benefit to try to establish some kind of business, some kind of presence for yourself in other markets. Now, yes, you have to abide by legal systems, and you have to remember that, again, but with the Internet, you can go online. There's no excuse. You can find out. This is so easy today. It is so easy. You can find out what other countries expect, what they require. You can learn all the various cultural barriers that may be facing you. It's not like, you know, years ago we heard about McDonald's when they first started going global with their hamburgers and how, you know, in certain countries, certainly in India, you cannot sell a hamburger where that is a country that has the sacred, the cow is sacred to them, that they do not believe in killing cows, let alone eating beef. So McDonald's had to redo, you know, their whole menu when they go into various countries. McDonald's is not the McDonald's that you and I may realize right here in our neighborhoods. But if you had to go global, you have to understand the cultural barriers and other factors that you just cannot ignore. Leadership in other countries, leadership may be different than what you experience here in the United States. But one of the biggest challenges will certainly be the culture, but also the legal system. The legal system. So you definitely want to understand the legal system in these other countries. Now, there are, again, there are websites that will help you do business in other countries. There are people that have businesses that will help you establish a presence, a market. You know, for instance, motivational speaking. Now, in America, you know, self-help, right? A lot of people in America, in the U.S., it's like, okay, self-help, it's good, but we don't always need it. But I'm learning that in other countries, self-help is huge. It is gigantic. It's so much bigger than in the United States. But what if I was not willing to reach out to the global marketplace because of fear, because of other things that we hear that may be negative? I would be missing out on a huge profit base. So I am definitely going to be taking my self-help messages to other countries who, it's like if you heard, you know, years ago, even in the music industry, there would be certain entertainers that would rise to a great level of prominence over here in the United States, and then all of a sudden you wouldn't hear from them for 5, 10, 15 years. And you think, well, they're probably not doing much. They're taking a break, whatever. No, they're not taking a break. They're in another country where they're very welcomed and where they're entertaining is a big, big, big deal. Well, the same thing with motivational speakers. And so I said, well, what I've learned, let me share this with you because I value you and, you know, small businesses, small business owners are here on the show, and sometimes we don't get this lesson. We don't always learn, you know, how exactly. We don't always learn, you know, how to do things. So that's what I'm here for, is to help you learn how to do it. Okay, yes, Mr. Paul. Oh, you're on the line. Oh, Thank you. Sorry about that. Let me get to the switchboard so I can take his call. Yes, Mr. Paul, I'm so sorry. Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Can you hear me all the way from Japan?
We can hear you all the way from Japan, international,
okay.
Going global, this morning, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Take it away, Mr. Paul.
Okay, well, you were talking about Facebook, MySpace, and LinkedIn, and those indeed are the three top sites, and they're free sites. And when you were talking about that, it made me think about the writer Seth Godin. He's like one of the number one writers for the Internet. He wrote Lynchpin, Are You Indispensable? And the book Tribes, We Need You to Lead Us. And I've listened to him, a lot of his other books as well, in audio. Seth Godin, S-E-T-H-G-O-D-I-N. That's Godin. But it brought listening to you brought a story told in mine where he was hired at a company, and he had a team of 20 people, and they were to advertise in this product of video, basically video games. And they were trying to get number one release. So they had these 20 people on 20 different computers, and they had their bunks, and they slept on the floor, and they were like doing 20 hours a day. And they did that for 2 weeks. And what they did were on these websites you were talking about, and they got on every website they could, big and small. They put articles, they put photos, and and blogs, and they made their product number one. Now, us small companies, we can't, we have to be those 20 people. And I learned from another man who was very successful, the way people, if you have a book or a product or service like you were talking about that you want to promote, you get on these Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, and any others, specialty book sites, for example, or whatever your product and service is, and it's going to take you to be 20 people putting on these blogs and articles and photos, because that's what search engines search for. So, for example, even a photo, if you can say, this is my trip to Arizona on the tag, somebody searching Arizona may find you. You never know how they're going to find you. So the key is to get on as many of these websites and the free websites. Most of them are free. They have upgrades for money, but usually the free service is fine, like on Facebook and LinkedIn. Which, by the way, I asked on LinkedIn the people there, the other LinkedIn people, not the company, if there was any reason for upgrading. They said no. There's they have an upgrade, but it's not necessary. Clubs. That's the other thing, is to join the clubs. Like on LinkedIn, you can join up to 50 and participate there. So I just wanted to back you up on that idea of what you were talking about Facebook. So it's making your presence known by photos, blogs, articles, and other comments that you leave to other people on, Facebook. And the one thing I'll leave you with is Seth Godin said, it used to be interrupting marketing, where you'd be watching a TV show and a commercial comes on and interrupts you. But now they have a thing, it's changed to permission marketing, where you connect with people socially, just like you're talking about, and maybe help them with some ideas, and then people come to you and say, well, I heard about your book, well, what is it? So that's what's called permission marketing, and that all fits in what you're talking about today. So that's the point I wanted to make on this phone call.
Okay, well, you are so valuable to this show, to the Coach Alicia Show, Mr. Paul. Congratulations. Thank you so much for calling in. I really, really, really do appreciate it. And I know since you're calling over there from Japan, I'm sure it's quite expensive. So I won't keep you on the phone, but I know you're in the chat room. But I just wanted to, thank you verbally, where you can actually hear my voice and I can hear your voice.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll be listening to the rest of the show. Okay, have a good show.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Yes, thank you. And just to let Mr. Paul know, you are welcome to call in any time. I tell you, going global, social networking, It is now. It is our time. There's no time like the present. You all heard it right here on the Coach Melissa Show. Again, welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Coach Melissa. This is Thursday morning. I call it Fantastic Thursdays. It's fantastic with a Thursday twist to it. Also, welcome those who are calling in, Maryland callers in New Jersey, California, people calling in back to the archives, tuning in. You are going to be utterly amazed when you begin to do business overseas. Welcome to area code 773 as well. Welcome to those who are in the chat room as well. I was inviting people from Facebook to come and also to come into the chat room. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Doing business globally, you know, not just in your own country. You want to expand your market base. Why not? You know, there are, you know, a lot of people in business, you know, in business, we're all always looking for new opportunities. And I think the other day, someone on here mentioned the SWOT analysis. I think that was Mr. John or somebody on, or I'm not sure if it was John or Paul, but somebody mentioned doing a SWOT analysis for your business. And we said that the SWOT analysis is part of the strategic planning that businesses do. Well, talking about your strengths and your weaknesses and your opportunities and your threats. Well, an opportunity is the international marketplace. That is your big opportunity. You know, if I was you this year, I would begin to position my business to go global. And I'm going to go over some things that you want to do to break into the network, global and network marketing business. Now, it's just like what Paul had mentioned, and I wrote that down, a book by Seth Godin, I think it's G-O-D-I-N. We can certainly look him up on the Internet, okay, on the World Wide Web. And I would suggest that if you have a business, you want to get that book. And again, don't think small-minded, think big. Don't think, well, I'm too small, think big. And even if you can't do it right now, think about your future. Think about planning for the future. He also talked about this permission marketing, where you get to market your products and services through these various international social networking venues out there, like the Facebook, the MySpace, the LinkedIn. They have so many there. You know, there's a ton of them. And one of the ways you can find out which ones, you can just go to the Internet and, you know, type in. But also when you go to, like, Facebook, because Facebook is connected to a lot of them. So even just from your Facebook account, you can drop down that one menu where they ask you to share, and it'll list a lot of them. And some of those icons you may not be familiar with, but that may be because they're from another country. And like you, I love what your suggestion, Paul, about going into some of their chat rooms, blogging with some of them. You know, here we also have Mr. Q Bonito, who tunes in a lot of mornings. He's also in Canada. So we have people from Canada and Germany, Japan, and, you know, other countries around the world. Again, I'm looking for people in Spain to begin calling, because I have a family over there in the military, and I'm looking for, you know, my family members to help me connect with some of the, like, they're meeting people. They've been living there now 2 years, and I know they've met some of the local people, and I want them to begin to engage in conversation with people over there. Yes, Seth Godin, that's S-E-T-H-G-O-D-I-N. Definitely going to get a copy of his book, and it's called Lynchpin, Are You Indispensable? That's one of his books. So thank you so much for putting that in to the chat room as well, because I definitely want to investigate. Again, we were talking about this in business class last night, about doing business in the global marketplace. And I just said, oh, you know what? I got to talk about this on Blog Talk Radio. You know, doing business. We're already in a global. Years ago when I said, you know, in junior college back in 1990, everything was Let's go global. Let's go global. Oh, no, we've already gone global. We are global. We're not going global. We are global. You're living in a global society. We're in a global world. That's just how it is. And so you have to test the waters. But I like how you say if you have a book, you have a seminar, a training. And the beautiful thing about Internet, Mr. Paul, as you well know, and others of you, you can offer your program right from your USA living room, basically, because of technology has exploded going global. You know, before we had the fax machine, and so we could connect and talk to someone and get a document to someone in another country in a nanosecond, you know, pretty much with the fax machine. But now, look, we're holding conversations with people in another world. We can basically go into the chat room, and now you can chat instant message. You can be dealing with people in another country. So I certainly am enjoying this topic. So let's talk about some of the things that you need to know if you want to launch your business overseas. Now, some people, again, their mindset has to first be changed. That's why I talk a lot about change on the show as well, because some companies, like I told some people, I said, if you go to your supervisor, your manager, and or your CEO or whatever you have access to, and you begin to talk about doing business overseas because maybe your company isn't, and, you know, if no one else has brought this topic up, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. People may look at you like you're crazy. Of course, some will say it can't be done, but here's the thing. If you go on and do it anyway and talk about it, when they are ready, you're going to be herald as the leader. You are the one they're going to contact you. Like I was sharing about the Shanka, the young lady from India. Here's a woman who, she's from an Arab country, not India. She's from an Arab nation. Here's a woman who threw caution to the wind. She was she wanted to be different. She wanted to show and flex her muscles. They said that she's a combination of the lady who used to run Carly Fiorina. She's the woman who used to run Hewlett Packard and CEO of Hewlett Packard in the past. And they say she's a combination of her and Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza Rice is the former Secretary of State for the United States with the Clinton administration. Under Bush administration. And so, you know, they say she's a combination of the two of them. Well, everybody in the business world knows that those two women were definitely, and Oprah Winfrey all rolled into one. So you can imagine this lady is bad to the bone. But here she was in her company, and she came up with this new system for them to track their transportation. And the company recognized her to such a great level, they gave her $5 million to go start her, and she went and started her own e-commerce country. And she sells jewelry. But I'm telling you that to let you know that even though you may be in a company, don't worry about getting credit so much for your great idea. Just put it out there and let the universe take over and handle how you're going to be compensated for it. But if nothing else, you'll be known as a leader. And leaders, they always make it first. Now, doing business overseas, there are some steps that you can take to get onto that bandwagon. And one of the things that you want to do is you want to start with the Department of Commerce, the United States. You can go to their website, the U.S. Department of Commerce. They have a big website. And you can go there because, you know, the research is showing that a lot of people are finding that doing business in another country is not much different than doing business in your own country. And so you start with your country, or you go to the U.S. Department of Commerce. Again, it's easy because it's on the Internet. And you look for things like, are there any agents that can connect you, business These are business people that may have ties to that country where you want to do business at. And they're like a liaison that they can connect you to all the right people and the right places. You can look at what tax ramifications there may be. So that's the first thing you want to do is to go to the Department of Commerce. That's the department that's going to help you do business overseas, help you know what documents to fill out, help you know what taxes may be involved, help you know what other legal ramifications there are for doing business overseas. Here's a way, people, to expand your audience base. Okay, if you have any other comments or questions, please raise your hand, and I will, I'm working back and forth between the chat room, the switchboard, and also an internet site where I'm getting all of this wonderful, wonderful information from. Number two, you can spend some time determining just how things are in that country. You know, begin to look at how they do commercials. Look at, you know, what are some of their definitions for business. Look at their household structures. Look at how their families interact with one another. Look at the relationships that they have with other countries as well. They said, in fact, the company's central mission to assist American companies with sales throughout Germany. So there's a company out there, and that's their mission, is to assist Americans with doing business all throughout Germany. So Germany, well, we have our own Coach Jay, who's been living in Germany, I think he said 30 years at least. We already have a contact to Germany. We already have a contact to Japan, and thank you so much, Mr. Paul. I'm so happy today you found this show. They say you can also seek out local guidance. You can contact, again, local businesses that you may know of that's already doing business in other countries. Go talk to lawyers to find out how you can learn more about the legal systems. First, learn the legal system in your own host country, and then learn how the legal system works in other countries. My husband, he works for a company that is French-based, but they have their offices here in the United States. And so my husband does business all over the world, but he's, you know, had to go to Brazil. He's probably going to be going to London sometime very soon. And when he first got the job, he's been working in the company now for about 10 years. So, but when he first started working there, the first thing they made him do was learn French. He had to learn French because many of the documents that he has to read, they come from France, and he has to be able to interpret. So they made him learn French. Well, he used to listen to these tapes in his car. You know, he had his headsets on, and every day he was learning French. It was so funny to watch. But you can do the same as well. You can learn other languages. You can learn how to speak some of the Japanese languages. Enough that you can, you know, communicate. I'm sure Paul could probably give a class or two on Japan. Paul's been over in Japan for a while now, so we may could learn, get a couple of words from you, Paul. That would be great. Well, if you just tuned into the show, we've been talking this morning about going global and social networking. And really what I wanted to make people aware of is that when you're looking at your business, whether you're looking to start a business, whether you already are a business owner, or even if you work for a business, going global is not the wave of the future. It's the wave right now. It's not a future thing anymore. That's 40, 50 years ago, everybody wanted to go global. 60 years ago. Today, we are global. We are a global marketplace. Expand your business to other countries. And now I remember when I was on the airplane once, and I was sitting next to two young men, And that's another place to meet people internationally. And I was sitting next to two young men, and I began to chat with them. They were on their way to Iraq. They were in the military, and they were on their way back to base. And I said, oh, here, could you take my book over and, you know, let some of the other people, you know, read it? So there are ways to get your products and services in other countries. It doesn't take a whole lot. But number one, you can go to your U.S. Department of Commerce and you can look around. You can also go to websites of other companies from other countries. A lot of websites on here from places like Europe and Africa. I met a woman who was a trainer. Well, first of all, I met a woman. She has a magazine. She's in Canada. Her name is Susan Vanderhout. She's in Canada. You can look her up. She's on, actually, did I have her? I never interviewed her here on Blog Talk Radio. I got to get her on one morning. But I interviewed her on my Power of Truth radio show when I was on the AM dial here in New Jersey. Sue Vanderhout, I think that was her last name. Awesome, awesome woman. She was a lawyer up there in Canada for some years. She started her own online magazine called Girl Fight. Yeah, GIRLPHYTE. Girl Fight. That might be something for you to look up as well, Paul, because she does a lot of articles. And the way she found her, actually, she found me. She, you know, was looking for her. She had just started her magazine, and it was the first issue. And she wanted to, and she had tons of friends in Canada, but she wanted someone from other countries, right? And so somehow she got on the Internet, and she found Lalisa J. Williams. And she contacted me and asked me if she could do an article on me. She wanted to know what kind of business I was in. I told her coaching. So this is going back to somewhere around, this must have happened in the 05, somewhere around 05 or 06, maybe, but I think 05. So I said, sure. And so she sent me interview questions, and I had to answer them. And she printed an article of it, and she put a copy of my book in her magazine. Well, then she began to start networking me with others, and she networked me with a woman in Africa who was doing just some of the same thing, training, coaching, leadership development, management, and all of that, and she connected me with that person. Now, I didn't get a chance to work with that person yet that was in Africa, but guess what? I'm still here, and it's never too late. You know, I can't think of the person who quoted and said, it's never too late to be what you should have been. So it's not too late. I know I'm going to be going over there because in North Africa, they do, again, a lot of training and development, as you can imagine. So for people in my form, in my business, well needed. People with sales and marketing skills, very, 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 very much needed. People in the entertainment industry, like Mr. Paul in Africa, they make a lot of movies. We have stores here in New Jersey. And they must make a movie over there every single day. They are very much into the movie-making film industry. I buy African films. I have a ton of them already. But again, they are doing businesses. Network marketing companies is another way to launch yourself internationally. I'm with one network marketing company, and we've just launched big in London, other parts of Europe. We just launched big in Canada, and we're about to launch very, 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 very big in Africa. Yes, I'm with a company that started in Mexico 20 years ago. And let me tell you, I could never have been more excited to be a part of this company, and it's going to be awesome. So going global, doing business internationally, expand your marketplace, do your research, you know, research the various markets over there, research the products that are over there as well. The research showed that a potential landmine for Americans who want to do business overseas. Don't get it twisted. This is a great, great time. Don't think that the American market is the only market out there, y'all. We are not. We are not the only market. You can open up your profit base. You can expand yourself. Oh, my God, there's so many beautiful things. You talked about, what did we talk about today? Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn. Mr. Paul has turned us on to Mr. Chef Godin, G-O-D-I-N, who has, you know, written a book that will help us to understand even greater how we can reach these international markets. So I expect by 2010 that everybody from the Coach Lalisa Show will be able to come back and do some kind of demonstration, a presentation of some new business that you picked up overseas. Now, Mr. Paul, if you, and I know you have movies and you have things on your site, so absolutely, I'm going to go to your site and I'm going to purchase something. And if you purchase one of my books from my website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, right there, I have already tapped into the Japan market because you live there, you are one of the marketers over there, and hello, it's already done. So if you would do that for me, and I will also purchase something from your site, and I will begin to, as I speak, because I have a couple of speaking engagements coming up. I have a couple of motivational speaking engagements. I have one that's very big where I'm going to be speaking at Rutgers University right here in New Jersey, and I cannot wait. And it is about, it's a business seminar. I cannot wait to get on that stage and share with those individuals how the little girl from the ghettos of Cincinnati, Ohio, who was a high school dropout, who is now doing business globally, not locally, but globally. That right there is going to be awesome. I'm going to also get my nephews who are in Spain to also purchase copies of the book. They're over in Spain. Purchase. I'm telling you, because of the internet, this can be done. And I will ship the book. You give me your address, and I will ship the books to you. And I'm not going to worry about shipping costs and all of that. I'm going to let it be what it is, but we've got to get into the marketplace. We've got to go global, y'all. That's what time it is. I know everybody's going green, but don't forget to go global at the same time. It's been great. It's been a great show today. I've gotten a lot out of it. Okay, Mr. Paul says he's going to do it. Awesome. Well, Mr. Paul, I'm going to help you out by typing the website right here on the page for you so that you can see exactly what the website is. And there it is. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay. Okay. All right. That's okay, Mr. Paul. But guess what? You live in Japan. So I know he's over in the United States right now. But guess what? You're going home, and so get it when you go home. but yes, it's LilisaJwilliams.com. And so, Kiva, oh, you're looking good in the chat room there, Kiva. Okay, you don't see it yet, okay? Maybe I spelled something incorrectly, so let me make sure I put it in right, because sometimes things don't come up. Okay, there it is. I put it back in. So I put it into the chat room. Okay, great. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Not a problem. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Wonderful. So he'll be in San Francisco. Great, great, great. And so I'll have your website as well. And like I said, we're doing business global right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. There you go. I just did business internationally. I just convinced Mr. Paul to get a copy of my book. Thank you for the others of you who have already purchased a book. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate it. The proceeds from the book are allowing me to basically take this empowering message, motivational message, inspirational message around the world to inspire people to live their dreams, to inspire people to step outside the box, to get out of the boat, to hold on to their dreams and not to let their dreams die. No matter what comes up against you, no matter what is happening around you, that you can stick to it and you can absolutely make your dream come true. You can, like I said, you can do business internationally. You can do business down the street, around the corner, around the world. You can make it happen. And we just wanted to get that message out there about the global market and how important social networking is to it, because, you know, there are a lot of people who are trying to give social networking a bad name. You know, there are people out there who are actually saying, oh, Facebook is no good, and come on, people, let's get with it. And, you know, I was going through the hallway at the college last night, and we were getting off the elevator, and there were some young people on the elevator, and maybe in their early 20s. And somebody, I don't know how Facebook got mentioned, but, and then I said, oh, I'm on Facebook. And, you know, the young person, you know, they made a comment, and I was like, you know, wow. I said, you know, young people, they, you know, they always think that, you know, Facebook is, you know, just for them. But Facebook is for, I said, Facebook is not just a tool to go on there to meet up with people and have these crazy conversations. I said, Facebook is a great marketing tool for people like myself and even MySpace. So don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, as my grandmother used to say. There are a lot of negative things happening. We know that on Facebook, but there are a lot of negative things happening everywhere. Think about the positive. Think about the advantages that you have, again, with international marketing. And again, now, I would love to say to the young lady in Cincinnati, Ohio, who has a dry cleaners, she's looking to expand her business. Boy, I dare you to expand your business over in Japan. I know that I'm sure there were a lot of business suits over there. A lot of clothes that need to be green. But let's learn about that market over there. Let's learn about the dry cleaning market in Japan and see how they do it. So anyway, it's been great. It's been real. It's been a wonderful show. I enjoyed talking about this topic today. Yes, Kiva says that she appreciates empowering books as well. And her, oh, thank you so much, Kiva. It's clickable. I'm there. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Mr. Paul. It certainly is. You can click and order, and we'll have that book shipped out. If not today, we'll ship it tomorrow. You want me to ship it in 2 weeks? I can do that as well. He loves empowering books. You'll love those books, Paul. Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you to all of those who will tune back into the archives. Thank you if you're in the chat room. That's all we have time for. Thank you on the switchboards. Give me a holler, 888-714-7776. That's 888-714-7776. Don't forget, go global. Network socially around the world. You heard it right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.